Hey there, good morning. 710 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Oh, 710. Quick look at your forecast here today. This snow is going to be tapering off, high of 45, so I don't think this will be sticking around. Tonight, low of 32. Tomorrow, we got a chance for some rain, high of 50, and then it's staying in the 50s pretty much all the way through Sunday is what we're looking like. So not too bad. I said this might be hopefully that last March snow, and then we're done with it. Then we're done with it. Then it starts warming up.
Is there any sun in that forecast?
Mostly cloudy, partly sunny. Oh, on Sunday. Oh. So you got to wait till Sunday pretty much to get it. So anyway, right now it's like 33, 34, not too bad out. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump. That septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Is our delay a little bit worse, or are you playing video games? What are you doing?
No, I think it's a little bit worse. I can tell this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer.
You know why? All right, everybody in Southwest Michigan, get off the internet.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a show.
It'll be interesting to see the many months down from this, when it's all kind of passed, when they show us like the surges in the internet or like, you know, website. I bet you Pornhub's numbers are through the effing roof.
Dude, anything online, man. I wonder if they're is data capping a thing with most types of internet?
I think so. I honestly don't know. You think like right now they wouldn't be so about it, especially now with all the unlimited stuff. Yeah, you know. But I don't know, man. It's crazy. I think about, you know, with us being home, I keep worried about my electric bill and my gas bill. I keep telling Kiki to turn the heat down because, you know, working from home, you got all your, you know, lights are on, TV's on, you're streaming, you got the heat on because it's cold, you know. It's just, going to be just, I could hear the money every time the furnace kicks on. I just feel my wallet kind of get sucked down a little bit. So yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, if you feel warm at Brock's house, that means that it's money.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Exactly. And I'm not happy about it one bit. So obviously everyone is stuck inside here and people are binge watching stuff. One of the things that we're missing out on is sports, but over the weekend, ESPN aired classic WrestleMania events and turned ESPN2 into the Ocho, which included axe throwing, stone throwing, robot fighting, among many other random events. CBS gave fans of March Madness a bunch of classic games from years and even decades ago. I was telling you, I was watching some old school golf, and it's so much different, dude. It's so much different. I mean,
you know what's weird watching sports right now? I was watching, they had on the Golf Channel last night, the Valspar Open. I'm not sure, was it from last year, I believe? Last year or the year before?
Yeah.
Anyways, I couldn't remember. I knew Tiger Woods was playing, but I can't remember if he won that one or not. It was real close. And, I just wanted to Google it so bad because I was getting so tired. Like, does he end up winning this? I'm like, nope, you can't look it up, man. You got to treat it like it's live.
Exactly. That's the problem now is all these old ones, we can look it up. What you need to do is get with someone who doesn't know any better and bet them. That's what you need to do.
There you go.
Like, I bet you he hits a three-pointer at the buzzer right here. I'll bet you $50. I'll take
Larry
that
Bird.
Action.
Yeah. Larry Bird, I bet you he wins.
Oh, is this a new game? I didn't think they were playing. Like, yeah, this is a brand. They lifted the ban real quick, so you can watch it. Yeah. Boy, they look old. Yeah. That looks like an old old game. Nope, it's brand new. Must be issues with the camera.
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson are back.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Breweries, restaurants, and liquor stores across the country are dealing with our current crisis by offering curbside beer sales. Some of these places are making the most of things by offering special products and creating makeshift drive-thrus. Obviously, we've seen that. Right now might not be a bad day for a beer delivery service if you don't have one.
Which are doing it in Southwest Michigan here. Our buddy Ben was doing that all Saturday.
You just drive around getting people beers?
Delivering beer.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. That's smart, man. You need that during this pandemic. Don't go crazy, though. You got to throttle yourself when it comes to drinking, because all you can do is, I actually had that Sunday morning. I woke up. It was cold and crappy. I've been stuck inside, and it was like 9:30, and I'm like, well, I might as well start drinking, which I didn't. Don't worry. but I waited till like noon to do it, so I didn't feel like such a piece of trash. But it's bad. It's bad. Lastly, here's some good news, Hunter. That potentially hazardous asteroid that we've talked about will not be crashing into Earth in April, but it will be flying close enough for us to watch, thanks to a website called Virtual Telescope. This is that big one you told me about that you were freaking out about, like, oh my God, it's going to hit us.
What's worse, the coronavirus or just getting smoked by an asteroid?
I think the asteroid would be better. Because it's just fast. It's fast. Like, if it's going to happen, just smoke us. We're all out.
Lights out.
Lights out. That's it. This coronavirus is just going to be slow and drawn out and stuck inside, and it's crazy. I'd rather have the asteroid. I mean, I don't want either, but if we're going to go, let's go out with a bang, huh? Let's do that. That's what I think we should do.
How about this? As it passes in April, if people still have the coronavirus, everybody that's got the coronavirus, we just place you on the asteroid, and
it will be fine. There you go. That's not terrible at all. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock